Finally today, a musical stop in South Africa. For many years, the country's sound was intertwined with the fight against apartheid. We were used to hearing Toy Toy, the angry but joyous chanting that was a soundtrack to spontaneous demonstrations in places like Soweto. Well, times have changed. To wit, Blackjacks, spelled B-L-K-J-K-S, by the way. Blackjacks is a four-man band from Johannesburg, and their music doesn't sound like anything I've ever heard coming from South Africa before. This song is called Lakeside. We caught up with Blackjacks in Bloomington, Indiana, where they were working on their debut album. I spoke with two of the band's members, Mpumi Makata and Molefi Makananise. Mpumi said they prefer to think of themselves in very simple terms.
Well, just as a band. We're a band, working band, musicians who would like to share what we feel like we are receiving. You know, it's just like we have some songs and we'd like to play them and we'd like people to hear the songs and perceive that, you know, above anything. Just hear the music.
So much of South Africa's music in recent memory has a political context, but you and the band seem to be very post-apartheid musicians. I'm wondering if you reject politics in favor of an identity that better represents who you are, kind of citizens of a new South Africa. I mean, it's kind of hard to imagine, you know, a song like Lakeside, you know, being played in a toy-toy context.
Politics is a big thing, you know. People love their politics there, and we don't reject it, you know. But we also, as artists, sometimes need to step out of making... Not many movies, for example, come out of South Africa, and the big ones are always about crime or AIDS or politics, you know. Why can't people just express themselves, express art, express other areas of being, you know?
How do you reconcile the past and South African history and that apartheid chapter, big chapter? Are you guys old enough to have memories of that, or are you just sick and tired of hearing about apartheid?
This is Molefi speaking here. We've been part of the people of South Africa who have experienced all what happened in the apartheid era. We cannot forget that as a band also. So for us, the music that we make, we'd like to show to like our little contribution into that, you know, take a step, you know.
So your music in a way is emblematic of that change.
Yes, that is why we love it so much. Back in South Africa, in our concerts, in our shows, we love seeing black and white people and Indian people, like, and everyone on the dance floor, you know.
What do you hope to accomplish here in the United States? I know you've got a handful of gigs. What are you doing in Bloomington, Indiana right now?
Bloomington, Indiana. We're going to the museum, going rock climbing, visiting the feline cat rescue centers.
You're going to take some cats back to Johannesburg?
Yeah. Oh, Johannesburg doesn't need any more cougars.
Are you making music in Bloomington as well?
Oh, yes, yes. We came to record an album at Russian Recordings, and we're done tracking, so we're just meeting some Americans. It's funny, I was talking to people back home, and they're like, what's America like? What did you hope for? And how has it disappointed you? How has it lived up to your expectations or whatever? And I was like, well, I came here to... meet Americans, and people are like, what's the system like? You know, is it the beast that they say it is? And people should relax. The beast is cool. The beast is nice. The beast is just like us.
Mpumi Makata and Molefe Makananise of the South African band Blackjacks. They're in the U.S. to record their debut album, which comes out later this year. Until it does, you can whet your appetite with a four-song disc called Mystery. More details at theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Marco Werman. We're back tomorrow.